of us here, we seated here, all of us, but there is a key that takes us into God. And he showed me that when Jesus said to Peter that I'll give you the keys, he was saying that when you're stuck, your heart will find a room in me. He was saying to Peter, and he said, Peter, when you're stuck, when you're at the wall, you'll find rest in me. And he was showing me that inside of him, the church has been closed out. The church is not inside. And he showed me that it is only through prayer that the church will enter into God, not out of God. And because the church has never been into God, that's why we just talk about the God of Abraham, and you have never talked of God of joyous. And God is still waiting to see if Joyous can make her way into God. And ladies and gentlemen, I am purposing to enter into this God. He has found me in 1989. He found me when I didn't know him. The same God is saying that the way I came to you in 1989, I am the same God. I am still the same God, and I will carry you from this corner of tears, and I will take you to the room inside of me full of peace and joy. It is the same God. So he managed to show me some characters that touched his heart and entered into God and managed to lead the huge church as never been before. The history of humanity. And the character he gave me was more. Because I was wondering, how did Moses manage to lead a people that were full of agony, poverty, slavery? They were so, gosh, for 400 years. Four decades. Oh, centuries, thank you. People were very struggling, and God was just looking for a pastor who will come and be the head of this church. And the head of the church was looking for, he's the baby who was 3 months in a papyrus bag or basket for 3 months. We don't know what God was speaking to Moses when he was the papyrus. And right now we don't know what God is speaking to you. Some of us, we are in the waters. Some of us, we are in fires. Some of us, we have made decisions and wrong decisions. Others, right decisions. But there is a mark of God upon your head. So God started a journey of healing his people, but he has this stammerer on his mind that he'll be the right pastor for his children. You are seated here undermining yourself. You say you don't know what to do. You cannot even sing like others. You are saying you cannot even do anything. But ladies and gentlemen, the same God, God of Moses, he is your God and is inside of you. He resides in you. He does not reside the other side, but inside of you. That's why his heart is calling you to come in. The message today is come in. Because he knows that there are so much addresses outside God. And he knows that he is the right address for you. Chapter 32. Verses 9. Exodus 32, verses 9. To 11. There is a place in God, and this place, he has marked it and there is a name on it. And your name, Joyous Precious Guma, there is an address inside of God where I do belong. There is a place where you belong in God. And I've been struggling asking God, why are they churches starting and start to become dormant? Why are the marriages start in love and they end in agony? Because when your husband, who used to say you are my honey, so the next time in the morning he says you're my sour. There is a place for marriage. There is a place for relationships in God. There is a place for intercessors in God. There is a place for single parents in God. There is a place for pastors, for the fivefold ministries in God. There is a place for someone this afternoon. There is a I see someone knocking at the heart of God, and you are about to enter soon or later. You are entering in Jesus' name. There is a room for you. There is a room for you. A room of peace. A room of joy. A room of testimonies. A room of songs. A room of shatayabaha. Yebabawe. In my language, we say yebabawe. There is a place. There is a place you cannot miss. And you've been missing this place, but you cannot miss it anymore. There is a place. I've set my feet up in that place yesterday. I feel like I don't want to come. I wanted to stay there, but at the same time, I need to come back and preach. There is a place where the churches have been burst. There is a place where the businesses have been burst. And to some of us, we think the love making business is wrong. It's not wrong. But when the business is not inside, is not coming from God, that is wrong. Because it's full of losses. There's a place. We need to come in that place. There's a place where the worshippers will enter and draw from the heart of God. And every song they will sing will be the healing, will be the reverence, will be the revelation. There is a place in God, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm encouraging you to come into that place. Come on, come in. Come in. Exodus chapter 32, verses 9. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that they may make a great nation of you. But Moses implored the Lord his God, and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power, with a mighty hand? We are seeing Moses knocking at the heart of God, saying, God, you cannot kill these people. Please, there is another chance. Let's give them another chance. Now, Moses is in a place of prayer. He's pleading with God for his people. How can a church full of the Holy Spirit fail to intercede for their needs? If God of Moses is the God of joyous, and I am sometimes you look at a person and you, God gives you his eyes and you look through this person and you ask yourself, why is he messing up his life? Because if Moses messed up his life, he wouldn't have taken the children of Israel out of bondage. So much as you're missing this life of yours, this life of mine, it has never been mine. You have never been on yourself. But you have come to God to draw to his from his heart and take that heart to the people of God. Moses was pleading with God that he may take the heart of God to the stiff. How do they call it? Out of God, go. Bang on the door. But Moses is saying, please, God, remember, you are the one who brought them out of. Can you be a person who will intercede for your siblings? Can you be the right person to pray for your father, even if he's so drunkard? But God trusted Moses, same as you. He's trusting you that you can make worship a beautiful place, a dwelling place of God. You can change the heart of worship in Shiloh and outside Shiloh. If you cannot change your heart, you cannot change the heart of Shiloh. Choir. Oh. Body. God was challenging me. I said, Joyous, if you have never been to that place, you will never take anybody. And I'm challenging you using the words he challenged. If I have never prayed for 30 minutes in my sitting room, I will never pray even 10 minutes in the house of God. And whenever I see the worshipers here, I feel sorry because they miss miracles and signs and wonders every day. Because some of us, we do not grow. Same as the preachers, same as the prophets. If we are not drawing from the heart of God, the people will remain the same. But when we draw from the heart of God, Moses is saying to God, if you cannot bring your heart to these people, they are dying. So you should have left them there. But the fact you have brought them here, the fact that you have come in Shiloh Tabernacle, you shall not die poor, because the God of Shiloh, he dwells here and he wipes tears of his people. I love the God of Shiloh. He wiped my tears. Seated for 10 years, seated under something I didn't understand. Love in the morning, in the afternoon, something else. For a good 10 years. Mix of love, manipulation, mix of some stuff. In Shiloh, listen, whoever who is under this voice, you will never be manipulated by any woman or any man. You will never be disappointed. It will be you, it has to be you. Nobody, no pastor of this church will disappoint anybody. No. We purposed that. We vowed when you were not there. We are married to God. And we are not ready. This cannot remove it. We made a covenant with God. And he did not say that everyone who come in this house will be good. No, he did not say to us that. But he said, I'm sending people to you. Meaning what? I am giving my heart to bless every character. And we stand to testify that at least we have been blessed. If you haven't reached there, When we left the church we used to pastor, we purposed not to cause anybody into tears. We purposed, and we are still purposing, and we are working on that. Wherever you find making, if I make you cry, me, do not go to your neighbor. Your neighbor doesn't know anything about me. Nobody. Young people, married singles, nobody who is going to cry because of Pastor Ruben or Pastor Joyous. No. I do believe, but 100% I believe Pastor Ranga won't cause anybody. He's been there before. Nobody. Why we are saying that? Because this is our assignment in Shiloh. That we are here to give birth. We are here to disciple or nurture. We are here to position. And we are here to send. Whoever who is ready to be sent, you will go in a good way. Are you struggling with in ministry? We will stand with you. Why? There was a, we were once struggling. And we are still struggling. We know where we are heading. There are some people who are struggling. They don't know where they are heading. Stand with you. Not us. But by his grace we will stand. By his spirit we will speak into your lives. Nobody. If there is anybody in this house. Feel you are not loved. First, these two things you have to check. Do you love yourself? Two. Love of the pastors will be automatic to you. So Moses stepped into a place called prayer. He was interceding. As a pastor, he interceded for the people. If you are a pastor, if you are a minister, you are heading any department in this house and you are not praying for that department, God will make you sit down, pastors. Congregation. We are making business to heaven. Do not forget Shiloh. We do not belong to this world. Our place, our destiny is heaven. Do not forget anything. Forget the people who doesn't understand you. But remember this. There is a place called heaven and there is a place called hell. You better choose. You better and I better. I am preaching to us, guys. I'm not preaching to you alone. When I say you, it's in general, okay? In the same chapter, verses 21, found how Moses managed to, he refused to go to sleep. And God has called Africans come in this country to just rekindle the fire that used to be here. This nation was a missionary nation. Some people were still going for the missions. But this time around, Africans, you're in this country to rekindle the fire of Jesus Christ, not to eat the bones of this country and just hurt them. Some of you hate them when you eat them. And then, pound is not enough. Pound. Go back to your shillings. Go back to your francs. We should learn how to appreciate God. We should learn how to say thank you, God. Someone you earn £4,000 a month and you are crying. When someone is just on benefit, he or she cannot get a job. Shame on us. We should learn how to appreciate God. And when they talk about bring money in the house of God, you cannot bring that money because even the 4,000 God brings you, so you don't even appreciate. So why do you have to appreciate this venue? We come Sundays to some of us. There is a blessing, God, where you reach and you see everything is okay. Do I have money? Do I have a job? Everything is sorted. Because you are inside the Almighty God, the Omniscient God, the Omnipresent God. You are in God. You fight not to come out of God. Let's go to number 21. 20 to 20. And Moses said to Aaron, if you want, you just go back and read it from verses 12 to 22. You will find God, you find Moses saying to God, God, you cannot send me anywhere. Show me. That's why we've been crying to God for 22. Asking God, God, who is who? You have brought them to us, but who is who? Who is Gabby? Who is Angela? Who is CJ? Who is Pastor Ranga? Who is Nicola? Who is Joyous? That's where we are. So much so that we may not mess up in positioning people in the wrong positions. Because when you're in the wrong position, not even cause chaos in the entire church. You cause the chaos even in your heart. That's why we are so sensitive. Everything we are doing here. We are fighting and we'll get there. And because of your help, your eyes and our eyes together, we will see the Lord. So from verses 12, you will find Moses saying, God, just tell me what to do. And God, you just paraphrasing. God started saying, my goodness will go with you. My mercy will go with you. My grace will be with you. And Moses did not stop on the goodness of God, but he continued. And the Lord was saying to me that the church must press on until we enter into God. Press on until you enter into the revelation of your marriage. Press on and enter into the bliss where you find the right man, the right woman. God with the, we have married men and we have married women thinking that they are human beings yet. You know why you are laughing? I haven't laughed yet. And I haven't even finished my sentence. But come on, it is only in God we find love. Guys, staying with same person from January to January is not easy. And that's why people who doesn't have the Holy Spirit, they fight. And as I speak right now, a cousin of my children back home, she died. It was just one argument. It was like around 8 o'clock in the evening. Man asking the girl, where are you coming from? I said, will you watch over me every now? Wherever you go, do I have to report? Where am I going? Where am I coming from? Oh, the guy said, oh, is that how you answer me? He jumped over. Right away, the girl in the bed, but he knew that has killed her. And he covered. One question. One question. Take you to God or to hell? So be careful whatever you are asking. Because sometimes we are asking the wrong people. Or if they are the right people, we are asking the wrong question. Or if it is the right question, you are asking the wrong, not the right time. Where are you coming from? I'm tired. You're asking, where am I coming from? Give me time. Give me bless. Give me space a little bit. We need to know this stuff, guys. And just one question, it destroys the whole marriage. So organizes the children at home. And I'll go to the questions of my son, Elisha. Who is asking, can we have a meeting? Can we have a family meeting? Elisha, we really enjoy that. Just need to know that. We really appreciate you. Can we have family meeting? The family meeting is because maybe upstairs something has happened. So all of us, we are involved in the thing. So only one question. One question. Friends, let me just give you an example of simple things that happen to us. Just pastors, like Pastor Ruben, Pastor. Man of God. Just one question. We don't do that. We do that. We don't do that. That one question throw away a certain beautiful family from us. One question. And you know the question was? Who is leading the service? I laugh very well. Do not just laugh like, huh? Just laugh. Can that happen in you or into your life? It has happened. Seated, came very well, talking properly, driving our cars to a certain venue. She said, if Jess is not leading the service, pastor do not understand me. So bye-bye. She packed the whole family, and I'm seeing tears. And I pray for that. I don't know how to head. And I always pray for people who have that place. You do not have that time to head. The Lord was showing me that the church has just stayed in the goodness of God. You've got a job. We prayed for a job. Now you have got a job. So what? Why do I have to come every Tuesday or every Wednesday? You better come back. No. Love one another. That woman who doesn't want to see. Who knows? Who knows? Because the devil knows he's against the testimonies. And he knows you are an overcomer. Hold on. So God started saying to Moses, there is a place. If you can only come in, not stay out, but if you can only come in, there is a place. And this place is not by the church. This place is not by your husband. This place is not by the prophet. But this place is by the Almighty God. This place is, oh, if you can only come by me. But this conversation came because Moses pressed on. He didn't keep quiet, friends. And to some of us, when we pray, we just get tired. I have a friend of mine who always say, ah, mom, I don't know what to pray now. How can I pray this time round? I've prayed all the prayers, I've finished them. And you, when you put yourselves in his shoes, it is in reality. And you say, close the door. Never advise ever in my life to make hard decisions. Say to someone, you know, make a hard decision for your life and for your children. Because it's so easy to continue to say to you, do that, and for you can't feel it, you can't see it. And when God says there's a place by me, he's talking about God. Now, Moses is pleading with God the Father. And this time around, he's saying to Moses, you know what? You cannot simply come to me. But there is a rock by me. And all of us who know that Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. But there is a place by me. When you come into that place, you will find Jesus. All of us who have found Jesus. And when you found Jesus, if you find Jesus with your own heart, with your own soul, you will be saved. So God was speaking to Moses, thank you for being an intercessor, but there is a place where you have to come and be born again. Through Jesus Christ, all of us. Because the Bible says in John 14:6 that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So God was speaking to Moses, you have to come into this place that I may deliver you so that you may go and deliver my children. Number 22, please. All along, God wanted to speak to Moses. Pastor Moses, you do not need the glory of your car. You do not need the glory of your wife or your husband. You need my glory. So, as Moses pressed on into that place, he reached there. And the promise was, my glory will go with you. But in this rock, in this Jesus, there is a door. So if you come in this place, do not just stand outside Jesus, but enter into Jesus, so much so that you may receive power to lead my people. Every intercessor, every pastor, every prophet, you need to be in the cleft of the rock, where you will find the wisdom of God, in the cleft of the Lord. And the cross, you remember, he was pierced. That was our way inside of us. That very moment when he said yes to the cross, yes to the haters and the betrayers, that was the day we entered into him. Now, being in him and you're not functioning doesn't make sense. Because what Moses needed, he needed the hand of God to carry him through. To some of us, I perceive that we are a terrible moment whereby some of us are at the crossroads. You don't know which way to take. You are tired of this relationship. You are tired of this marriage. You are tired of your kids. Your kids are tired of you. You don't know where to go to. Come in. The Lord says, come in. Come in into this cleft of the rock. In his presence there is fullness of joy. And what happened to Moses was the presence of God covered him, ushered him. Pastor, what happened to Moses? He needed someone. And to my worry, Aaron did not capture the anointing of Moses. It is just something else. And I'm still struggling. Why did Moses
the anointing of Moses didn't reach out to Aaron, and instead it reached out to Joshua. And to some of us, this is a lesson. To some of us, we are working with people who are not benefiting us. You might be four intercessors in the house, but you're not benefiting each other. But you can help to interpret the dreams, like I was interpreting. Like you do. Why are you asking yourself, why was it the anointing of Moses, yet they were close like this, interpreting? It's okay. Okay, huh? So, the anointing of Moses did not come to Aaron, but he went to the person. But you know why? There is a reason why Moses had to train Joshua. He looked, there are some people, you look at them and you're like, okay, this one I cannot train him or her. Because he feels or she feels she's already trained. So she does not need any training. I'm not sure if it was the case of Aaron. But concerning Joshua, Bible says that for him he stayed in the tent, in the tabernacle, whereby he was crying. I do believe he was interceding for the anointing that was upon Moses. And we do not see Aaron in any tent. We do not see Aaron anywhere. We just see Aaron standing on the parapet. But we do not see. We do not see Aaron praying. So Aaron was just a title. He wanted just to be there. Not in Shiloh. Come on. How can I walk with my interpreter and miss her anointing or his anointing? It's a shame. But the reason being, there was no room for Aaron to pray. Every pastor, every prophet, every worshiper, every evangelist who are not pressing on this place of prayer, lose hope. Just one word, they speak to you, one word, and whew. Something happened in Exodus chapter. Bible talks about staying with his people from generation to generation, and up to today, he's still with us. So the God of Moses touch you this afternoon and set you apart. Service, not your service, not my service, but his service. Exodus chapter 13. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. So God was speaking to me here and saying, tell them, I am with them always. And someone has to know that God is with you. He was with me when I was smoking. And I thought that cigarette would be my peace. And I did not get any peace out of cigarette. And someone, you're just stuck and you're holding on to this thing. And it's not taking you anywhere. But God is saying, hold on to me. He's teaching us about, by day, the pillar of cloud. And the evening, this shows us that God, our God whom we serve, is a gracious God. If he happened to lead these people in the wilderness, same as your wilderness you're going. Do you know that all of us, we are going into a wilderness? The different is your wilderness different is different colors from mine. So much as I have to go and sit under that bench or that chair and think that I'm the only one who is dying, all of us, our eyes are on God. That is the only difference. Encouraging us, fix our eyes on Jesus. The pillar of cloud by day. God did not depart from me. I am praying for us that the Holy Spirit will never depart from us. That is His presence we walk with. That is His presence we stand and worship. So in God, there's a place for each of us. Finish with this. Joshua chapter. That Joshua stayed all of his life. And God started using Moses to train Joshua. And when we reach, there's a scripture I can't see. I think, okay, Exodus chapter 17. We find Joshua being trained by Moses. And at the same time, when I was reading, I went deeper. And I was asking myself, if Moses trained Joshua, who trained Moses? Have you ever asked yourself who laid hands on Moses? His ministry started with power, struggle, strife, everything. Seeing the magicians for the very first time. He's grown in the palace. Knowing that he's a son of the king, he's a prince. All of a sudden things changed, that now you are not a prince. Actually, you are a son of a slave woman. A slave woman. Some of us, the voices are serious. A son of so-and-so. The daughter of so-and-so. Can't go any further. Let me bring this hope to us. Grace of God. That what happened last year, it might not happen today. But the good stuff you missed in 2017 can come looking for you. But you have to come in. Come in into God. Come in. Are we there, number 17 of Exodus, chapter 9 and 11, up to 11 as we finish? So Moses said to Joshua, choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek while Moses, Elon, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So this is annoying. Moses, when he reached a stage of looking for helper, Elon was there. And Hur, how do you call this? H-U-R, how do you have that breath? Okay. So, God is using Moses to train Joshua. And he said, Joshua, choose for us. If God, listen. If God chooses anybody of us here who is not besides the pastors, you know where you run to? To your friend. You won't even have the eyes to see another person you do not come with today. But say, God choose some 5 people in this room. You run, have to pick Rachel. No, I want to go to that. I have to pick. But anyway, you choose your friend. And in the church, we are choosing our friends to be the leaders of so and so department. God forbid. But the problem I'm facing here, there is nothing like anointing from Moses touching Aaron. It makes me worried. I can miss the anointing of God because of Pastor so-and-so. So Moses is training Joshua. He said, Joshua, choose some people there. And he chose them. They did their work. You see them. Go to number 11, please. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. When the church becomes weaker, there has to be a Moses in the house. There has to be a Deborah in the house. There has to be an Esther. And as I speak, the Holy Spirit is picking one by one to be an intercessor of this church, not anybody else outside there. It was something Pastor Ruben shared with us, and I always said to him, who was everyone else and somebody else is, and then it ended up with no one else. No, I don't remember how he puts them. I don't know how he puts them in order. But you know what? You can sit on that chair and darten it and walk out and wait for the intercessor or an usher to come and clean it. There's nobody who's going to clean your mess. Clean your mess. As I clean my mess. Okay? Pass some stuff. I am bringing the simple things that we do between our brothers and sisters. I have a testimony. I overcame something. There is something that's been on my eyes ever. If someone sins, and I know he has sinned or she has sinned, I don't want to see this person. Do you get? Am I God? Even God, his eyes are on the sinners. Do you get? So that is my testimony. You're joking. Things are happening in the house of God. We do not hate each other. So, Joshua hit the Amalekites in a bad way because he obeyed the voice of his pastor or his prophet or his leader. Let us obey. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. That is that is our way inside. Obeying the instructions of the Holy Spirit, and he will carry us through. Three things our friends whom we work with, go check them. Some of them are Elons, some of them are Joshuas. Go look, sit down and count the friends you have. Are they benefiting you? And if you're in a relationship, are they benefiting your relationship or are they destroying your relationship? Because someone can come rushing to help you instead of help. As ministers, what kind of anointing do we carry? Joshua carried the anointing. How we're going to devise the kingdom of God. As ambassadors of God, are we on the right address? You've seen the right address for Moses was in the cleft of the rock. Come in, that is the only right address. So, where are we heading as a church as we continue to pursue the face of God? This is the place. If you cannot pray for 10 minutes, run to those who can pray for 20 minutes. If you cannot sit with those who pray Let me just encourage you. If people are not prayerful, run from them a little bit. Give them some space. Go seek the God of Moses and get a word for them. Friends, if someone is not a prayerful person and he is your best friend, he will cause you to make a decision that is terrible. Father God Almighty, I thank you and I give you the glory, the praise. And I say to you, Lord, that you are our everything. You are the rock that we stand and we hide into. Help us to come into this rock. Father, this place, usher us into that place, Holy Spirit. Father God Almighty, someone say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. I can't pray that I may come into you. Today, I surrender to you, Lord. God Almighty, take me into that place. Carry me through that place that I may find rest and may find solace. Lord, I'm yours and you're mine. John 15, the Bible says these words. Just go with them. From verses 1 to verse 7, chapter 1 of 15. He said to his disciples and he said, if you press on into my word, and when you meditate upon my word, and if my words are in you, your words in me, then whatever you ask, it shall be granted unto you. Anything you want this evening, this week, may God give it to you in Jesus' name. May you go outside there and make good friends. Have you ever thought of getting some new friends? You stick on this sister. You bang your head to each other. And tomorrow again, you're together. And if people are starting talking about you and then they find you when you're together. So that means what?